Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned in at least three shipwrecks in the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers from Libya. The Italian Navy brought dozens of people and many survivors to Italian ports, but were unable to rescue perhaps as many as 700 or more of the worst migrant tragedy on the high seas since April of last year. William Spindler is with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing.
And in the worst incident, a fishing boat without a motor and carrying an estimated 400 migrants being towed by a larger rubber boat sank. Witnesses say the captain ordered the tow line cut. Most on board are believed to have perished. In northeastern Nigeria, at least five people, including a soldier, were killed. It happened Sunday in the town of Bue when an improvised explosive device exploded. Meantime, President Muhammadu Buhari has reached out to Niger and Niger Delta leaders, that is, in an effort to quell a surge of pipeline explosions that have contributed to a sharp drop in oil output. Mr. Buhari said,
"I believe the way forward is to take a sustainable approach to address the issues that affect the Niger Delta communities."
From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraqi military leaders say their security forces began an operation today to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists storming the stronghold for various points. Fallujah has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched there. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Fallujah is a tough nut to crack. There's still somewhere between 30 and 50,000 residents of the city in there. They've been traditionally more pro-Al-Qaeda than anybody else in Iraq. Secondly, the very presence of civilians, and there are already complaints about the UN and about, you know, Médecins Sans Frontières, I believe, and others about the dangers of using mass firepower. So those are going to be problems. The question is whether they will fight to the bitter end in Fallujah, as they did in Ramadi.
Meantime, the IS-held city of Mosul to the north is under pressure from thousands of U.S.-backed Kurdish Peshmerga fighters from the east trying to retake a key road linking Erbil to Mosul. Chief negotiator for peace for Syria's mainstream opposition says he is quitting the post over the failure of the United Nations-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohamed Alush, linked his decision to the ongoing military violence from government forces seeking, with Russian help, to preserve the embattled presidency of Bashar al-Assad. A photograph apparently shows a Japanese journalist who has been missing in Syria for nearly a year has been posted on the internet. Junpei Yasuda is believed to have been captured by the al-Qaeda affiliate Nusra Front after he crossed into Syria from Turkey last June. Japan's foreign ministry is analyzing the photo, but has said the man shown in the image is likely Yasuda. Yasuda also was held hostage in Baghdad in 2004. The Japanese government negotiated his freedom then. Last year, the Islamic State group beheaded two Japanese nationals. French and German leaders took part in solemn ceremonies, the forest of eastern France, to remember the Battle of Verdun, a 10-month battle of World War I that began 100 years ago.
Die gesamte Landschaft ist nach wie vor.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the landscape appears as it has before the fight. Verdun, she says, can and must now leave us. For more news, go to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.